Well, in this day and age, it is so easy for any one person to get online and put their picture out there for people to see. The selfie is, I've done it too myself, you know, taken pictures and sent them. Media is an amazing thing. You can put it online and you can send it out over the whole world. Now, it doesn't mean everyone's gonna look at it, but it means that you sort of can get attention to yourself. And people doing funny things, crazy things, all kinds of things, film it and put it online and get attention to themselves. So, you know, I guess from time to time, it's okay to get a little attention. But Jesus, today's gospel, is saying something quite different. He's talking about not getting attention. He's saying, do not let people know that you're giving to the others, to the poor. Don't yell your prayers out loud for all to hear. Pray quietly to God. That's between you and God. When you fast, don't make moan and groan about it. You know, smile, make people think you're not. God will know you're fasting. Jesus says these things because when we are putting our faith in action, we're not supposed to draw attention to ourselves. Well, it must be that weather, I get that. But we're supposed to draw attention to God. Let the actions speak for themselves. You know, the person who receives the gifts received a benefit, and they'll realize they've been blessed by God, that we're just agents of God's blessings to others. God extends His grace into our lives, and then we, through our actions, live out that faith in reality. So when you do something, it's nice, you know, to be recognized. The person does it, they do it. But that's not the purpose of doing it. The purpose of putting your faith into action is to give glory to God. So in this Lenten season, whatever you're planning on doing in your prayer life or in your charitable works or your community service or whatever you're planning to do in this Lenten season, you know, to increase your relationship with God, do so in a way that helps to let that other people recognize God at work and give all the glory to God. And that's what he's trying to tell us. It's not about ourselves, it's about the living God that has saved us, and about the living God that lives in every single one of us. And that's a great way to have a great Lent.